Loinenin v'loimoylin. But like, let's say before you bring the second one, then this first one. Oh no, after you bring the second one, so now the first one has to go lamisa. So now there's no loinenin means midi rabbanin. You can't have enough from it. But v'loimoylin, there's no issa mila. Because midi raisa, since the lachrit is supposed to be lamisa, it's not aymer fakrover anymore, so it loses its kedusha. Its kedusha goes off, and therefore there's no issa mila midi raisa. Yeah. But remember, we skipped some of the Mishnah. The Mishnah also said the bottom of the Mishnah, one of the last two words was v'ein oisa tzmura. Who are the nice? Once is neschapru yadi kipru. Like once you brought the second chatis, now the first one does not make tzmura. And the reason is for this halacha, because it loses its kedusha saguf. That's why it's only also to have a norm midi rabbon, but not midi raisa. Since it's lamisa, it's only with fakrova, it loses kedusha saguf. So therefore, can't make tmura. But what's going to be v'yimach lekipru habaylim? Let's say you did not bring the second korban. Again, you set aside one chatis and you lost it, and then you set aside a second one. And now before you brought the second one, you found the first one. So now before you bring the second one, the lachri is this first one is tiroach yistovu. If you be smart, like you don't have to let it die, so you could wait with it until it becomes a balmum, and then when it becomes a balmum of a timocher, you could sell it. And v'yavi v'demei acheres, with its money, you could bring another one. So if you be smart, like don't bring the second one until the first one becomes a balmum. So therefore, since the first one is not l'misazla, therefore v'yaisa tmura, you could make tmura from the first one, because it's not l'misazla, so it's kedusha, the haguf does not go off it. And therefore, ma'ilam boy, if someone have hanof from it from the first one, even though you can't bring it for korbin, but now the din is only tiro, you have to wait till it becomes a balmum. But before it becomes a balmum, you're allowed to. Before it becomes a balmum, it has a kedusha saguf. So in the sense, so Rashi learns that the last case of the Mishnah goes on both cases. Rashi learns that the yimach to chippur or bailim, if you didn't have a kapor, you didn't bring the second korbin. Rashi says that tavoy koi goes on the last two cases of the Mishnah. Klaimar, kol zman shlo kippur or bailim. That means shlo rotz leschapa bacheres shel tiro means on both cases. Either the case of Ivor Shnosa, let's say you have Yechatis and it became more than a year old, so you can't use it. So even though you set aside a second korbin, but before you brought the second one, the first one does not go lamisa. And therefore, if you be smart, you won't bring the second one until first the first one becomes a balmum and you'll sell it, and with the money you can bring a korbin. So since in the Gemara, that's why it's good the Mishnah puts in two different cases. The first three halachis, l'moshim Sinai, it's always l'misazla, there's no way out. But these last two cases of shivr shnosa, where the chatas became more than a year old, or else where you lost the first one, you set aside a second one, these last two cases is not always l'misazla. It's only l'misazla if you have your kaporet, if you brought another korban. But before you bring your next korban, the second korban, these two chatas is not l'misa. But rather, you could just let it be tiro and sell it, and with the money, you could bring another korban. Nothing more says, my time loitoni lhu gabi adodi. Like, how come the Mishnah doesn't say all five cases together? Our Mishnah says the first three cases and stops, then it says the next two cases. Smor says, yes, with the Teretz's Poshid, Reisha Psikale. The Reisha, these first three cases of Lad Chatis and Tmuras Chatis and Chatis Shemesa Baler, they're always Thomas, there's no way out. That's Psiko, they always have to die. But we say for the last two cases of Rosh Nosa became more than a year old, or else where you lost your first cub and you brought a second one, life Psikale, it's not for sure, it has to die. Like we said, it's only Thomas when you makriv your second korban. But if you don't makriv your second Chatis, then the first one is not l'misazla. Nothing more says, Lomali l'misni gabi mila, Lomali l'misni gabi tmura. Now, our Mishnah is repeated in Masech the Mila also. Sakim it says here, Masech the Tmura, and again in Masech the Mila. The Teretz is Poshid, Tarna hachit tmura. You can hear why the Mishnah brings it down here, but it teaches the law of tmura. That by Vivishinoso, so Achla Nishapru Bailim, it could make tmura. But once it's Nishapru Bailim, it can't make tmura. But since it talks about tmura here, it says the law of mila also. V'aydi t'toni tmura t'ona nami mila. It ends off the Mishnah talks about hilchas mila also. That it's le'nenin, but the le'moylin. And now, v'yaydi t'toni gabi mila. Since it mesech the mila, it brings down mila to teach us the law of mila, that such a korban like this. it's not over in Issamila. If the din is Lamisa as law. So then there's no Issamila. So once it brings down that halacha, Tanin Nami Tumur, it also brings down halacha of Tumura. It teaches what? Teaches halacha of Tumura that it doesn't have Tumura. So therefore, the Mishnah repeated both places, each one for its main halacha by itself. Now the Gemara says, Achidish, Omer Rosh Lakish, Chatis, Shiv Rosh Nosa, you set aside a Chatis, it's supposed to be only less than a year old, and you set it aside when it was less than a year old. And now it became more than a year old, that's called Shiv Rosh Nosa. So halacha is, Raya Nosa, Kilo, by Medes of Beis HaKvaros. We have to look as if it's standing in the Beis HaKvaros cemetery, meaning to say that no Kohanim could touch it, and just let it, V'royeh, and let it pasture in the field till it becomes a bamum, and then he can sell it and use the money. So Shlaka says, Mashma, at all times, it's always this way. Any chatish, yibrish nos, according to Shlaka's Mashma, it's not lemis ozlo, but adarava, it's always this halacha of tiro, that's all. Rashi says, like, komokim shi sham royenoise, kilo yayim avesek varus. Yeah. So Mashma, it's always this way. So where's the question? Tanan, it says now Mishnah, Shibrush Nosa, once the Chatz becomes more than a year old, the Yavdar, else you lose it, the Nimtzes Balas Mum. And now the one you lost, you found, and you found to be a Bal Mum. So Mishnah says in both these two cases, Yemacha Shekipu Bailim, if you find the one you lost, or else Avrush Nosa, that you already brought a second carb when you have your Kapara, Mesa, that the first one has to go to Misa. It's not Yufta, the Rosh Lakish, it's Kasha and Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish is Mashma, it never goes to Misa. Rosh Lakish says anytime Yechatis became more than a year old, so Pshat is always let it pasture in the field till it becomes a Bamum. Mashma, there's no way that you have to kill it. And now Mishnah says no, that once you have the Kapur with the second Korbin, then this one is the Misa Azla. So who is the Kasha and Rosh Lakish? So who says no? Amalach Rosh Lakish will answer you and say, Amalach Rosh Lakish, Kikatani Ratio. When does the ratio of the Mishnah say? That's Lemisa's law. Kikatani Ratio, Mesa, Aovda. Only case where you lost the first one. Venim says Balmum. And then you found it, it was a Balmum. Here it says, Yemacha Shekipru Barlam. If the Barlam already brought the second carbon for its Kaporum, then Thomas. Then you have to let the first one die. Benachnami, by Ovrish Nosa, could be the Mishnah doesn't talk about that. And the case with Ovrish Nosa, Benachnami, maybe that's not Lemis Ozla. So Mara says, no, Yochi, if so, Eim is safer. What does the safer the Mishnah say? Yemach Lechipro Bailam, if before the Bailam brought a second Korban, if the Bailam does not have his Kapara yet, and now you find the first one, so then it's Tiro, you let it just pasture in the fields, Ashet is Toiv until it becomes a Balmum. So the question is, it says until it becomes a Balmum. Now, we, Balas Mum, if we're talking about now, that the one that you lost when you find it, it's a Balmum, so I'm a story of the Kaimi. So how could the Mishnah say you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum? It's a Balmum already. Selamai must be talking about in the case of Ovrush Nosa, where the Korban became more than a year old, so Din is also Tiro. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. And it says clearly that it's only before you brought your second Korban. But if you set aside and brought a second korban, then the first one is not that way. So the chur, it's a kash and Rosh Lakish. So Mor says no. Omar Rabba once answered and says, Hochi Komar, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Or else, Hochi Komar, the Mishnah is this, Oisha Ovdo, or else where it got lost, Venim says Balmum, is Oiver. Like this, I shoved the case of this, where you lost your first behemoth, and then you found it later that it had a balmum over it. That means the balmum was not tavua, it wasn't for sure a balmum. It was a balmum that's possible to heal up. So now it's like this, Yemacha Shekipu Bailim, if after the Bailim brought a second cup, second chattis, so now the first one is Mesa, he has to let it die. But in Kaitim Shekipu Bailim, if you like find the first one before the Bailim brought a second carbon, and he doesn't plan to bring the second one so fast, then the luck of the first one is Tiro, let it pasture in the fields, Ashetistoiv, but Mum Kavua. Until it will come a Mum Kavua, permanent Mum. And because of that Mum, then Vitimocha, then you'll let it sell it. Prenachnam, according to Rosh Lakish, the Mishnah is only talking about the case of you were mafrish one Khatis and you lost it, then you mafrish the second one. So in the case of Ovrish Nosa, that the Mishnah is not talking about. According to Rosh Lakish, where it's Ovrish Nosa, there's never a din of Misa. It's always Yirah. So Rav says, no. Amar Rav, Rav says back to Rabba, Yishno, Shtei Tshuvas Bedover. I have two questions against you. Shtei Tshuvas Bedover. Chod, the one question is, the Im Kain, if so, Yishma Miboylei. If the Mishnah is talking about one case where first you found it and it had a mum oiver, so when the Mishnah says now it shouldn't say lashon of let it pasture in the fields, it has a mum already oiver. The Jewish should have said yishma, watch it until that mum itself becomes into a mum kavua. That's what the Mishnah should have said. If it's only talking about just the case of where you lost your chattis and you found it to be a mum, it shouldn't have said let it pasture. It just should have said yishma, watch it. So Zmash McClure is talking about over Shnosa, the case where your chattis became more than a year old. Here it says you could pasture in the fields, but only when you didn't bring a second korban. Mashma, once you bring a second korban, then you can't slamisos, not like Rosh Lakish. That's one question. V'yoyt, secondly, shibra shenosa l'mayhichas sekatoni. Why the hell does the Mishnah say then this halacha of ibra shenosa? Why is that brought down over here? Now the cheetah says, like, kivud loikaimah shum din the Mishnah, since it doesn't have any halachas on the Mishnah. Shirayim kipru reina mesa, for yes, it's more melon boy. Because according to Rosh Lakish, this halacha of a chattis, share of Rosh Nosa, it doesn't have to die. So why is it brought down in our Mishnah? It doesn't have the halachas of our Mishnah. So that can't be pshat in the Mishnah. So it says, rather, ela rather, my rov, rov, says like this. Hochi katoni, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Of Rosh Nosa, in the case where your behemoth chattis became more than a year old. The ovda, and also it was lost. That's one case. But it has to have two chasroinis. There was over shnos and it got lost. Then the Mishnah says it goes lamisa. But Rosh Lakish is talking about where you didn't lose it, so then you don't have, it doesn't go lamisa. Then the Mishnah says a second case. Oy ovda el stam, you set aside one chattis and you lost it. Venit says balamum, then when you found it via balamum. So, achas, the Mishnah says the difference is, then Achas Shekipro Ban Lifto Balam already brought a second korban, then Mesa. Then in these two cases, the first korban that you find, or over Shnosa, after you found it, and you have to let it die. Kaidiv Shekipro Balam, or before the Balam brought a second korban, he doesn't have his kapara yet, then Tiro, just let it pasture in the fields, Achas Tistoyvet Tumacher. So, that's what the Mishnah means. But the reason why the Mishnah knows by over Shnosa, Slamisa, it's only because also it was lost. But if it wasn't lost, it wasn't the second chesaron, then it would not be lemisa. So Mor says, if so, v'tzorach lemisna, the Mishnah has to say both cases. V'tzorach lemisna im ovdo gabe balas mum, v'gabe ovrishnos, has to say both cases. Why di tona gabe shivrishnos, would have just said the case where you have yechatas that became more than a year old, and now you lost it. I would have thought to say hosamu to mahani leyovdo. There, why you understand that once you lose it, it goes lemisa. If you bring a second one, you have a kapor already. Because the first one is not fit to be used at all. It's over shnosa, and it was lost, so it's like not fit for the chatas at all. That's why it's like dochui. It goes lemisa. Avo balas mum. But in the case with stam, you lost your carbon, and you found that it's only a balas mum. It wasn't over shnosa. Di loy mum. If it wouldn't be for the mum on the animal chazia, like this is not considered a psul haguf. Not that the goof itself changed. It has something wrong with it right now. It's a mum, but it's still only less than a year old. Same aloy tahani layov. I would have thought to say, even though it was lost, maybe still you don't have to bring lamisa asla. Kamash lo no, still it goes lamisa. Now vi toni gabi balas mum. Would have just said the chiddush when you find that it's a bal mum, that if you bring a kapor, it goes lamisa. Hosam udem hani layov. There I understand why if you lost it first, it helps. It goes lamisa mishum deloy chazi liakrovom. Because it's not fit for any korban. Since the korban has a bal mum, even though it's not a psul aguf, but the mice, the kozman that has a mum, you can't bring it for korban. Avol librush nosa. But a behemoth that became 2 years old, techazin like rova. It's just not fit for this chattis you want to bring it for. But it's fit to be brought for different chattis. Eimul lay tani lay ovda. Maybe I would have thought to say, even though it got lost, so what? It doesn't like lose its din kadushum, and maybe it would not go lamisa asla. Tzricha, read the Chiddush, no, in both cases, the Dinyas like it goes, Lamisa. Now the Gemara Stamias, Omiya, Marav, Och, it's true that Rav answers like this, Ivom Marov, Rava said himself, Aveda Delaylo Loy Shmei Aveda. Let's see, you set aside a chattis, and then you lost it at night time, and then by the next morning you want to set aside a second one, but you find the first one the next morning is, that's not called an Aveda at all. Because since when you lost it at night, it can't be brought anyway, so that's not called like it was lost. So as Vama Rav Aveda Lai Loy Shmei Aveda, it must have Loy Dami. It's not like, it's the two cases are different. Aveda Delaila, when you lost it only at night time, at night time you can't do anything with the korban. It's not fit for it in itself to be brought. And even if you tell me now you have to sell it, wait till it comes about mum with the money also you can't bring at night time. It's not fit to bring any korban at night time. Therefore, if you lost it by night, that's not called an avudu at all. Avalho, but over here, need the lechazia, sure it's not fit for itself. But it's not fit for itself because you lost it right now. Mashenkein chazi ledemei, but for its dumb it is. Rashi says kaidim ledemei chazia kaidim shavda. But over here it is fit to be used for the dumb. Therefore, it's not a kashan rav. Here the meister is called a good avuda. Only the balayla that's not called an avuda because it's not fit for anything. But over here, where it was fit at least, if you would have brought the dumb. The money could be brought for korban, so here it's called an avuda. And therefore, since it's called an avuda, therefore, that's the Mishnah saying that if it was nischapru by leo, then it would be lemis ozla. Now the Gemara says, Tanan would learn it like this, Hashem yiro achis toiv. There's a Gemara in Yuma, Rashi brings down, Garbi, the two serum that are brought on Yom Kippur. So it says the locha there, what's going to be if the one lazozel dies? So the locha is you have to bring another two serim and make a girl to know which one goes lazozel, and the one that goes lazozel that you use, and the second one is you let it pasture in the field, so it becomes a bamum. Because you don't need it because you have the first one. So that's locha sheni, the second one is yiro achistavu. The yimorcha sell it, the yipo double l'nadova. The fishen chates atzibah makes it. There's a reason, because this is a chates atzibah. And by chates atzibah, you don't have the locha, this chomesh chatoyes to say that it's mesa. Mashma though, hod the yochid, if this would be a chates the yochid, then mesa, then it would have to die. So the question is, I, Vomer of Yochid, Yochid himself says, balachayim nidochin. When Yochid says a balachay, like this first, when you had the first pair of two serum. So one was Lashem, and then the one Lazozel died. So at the time when it died, the first one was a Baal Chai, so Rabbi Yochanan says it's Nidochim, you can't use that one anymore. Therefore, you have to bring another two, and you use the second two. Now when you bring the second pair, you use the second Chattis for the Kapara. Vidach Kama comes out that the first Chattis that you have, that now it's nitchi, you can't use it anymore. Heavy like Ibrush Nasa. It's like it's year passed by, you can't use it anymore. If so, it says, but time, to tzibur. Why don't you have to let it lamisa's law? Only because here it's a korban tzibur. Mashmo, the yochid would have been a korban yochid. Mesa would be mesa. So it's a kashim ashlokish. Here it's mashmo, just that whenever it comes Ibrush Nasa, it's also lamisa's law. The ashlokish says, no, just Ibrush Nasa alone is not lamisa's law. And here, once you can't use the first one, it's like Ovish Nosa. Someone says, no, I'm not going to say it like this. You can't bring me a proof. Over here, it's not Ovish, it's not really lost over here. It's only Dichud, like you never lost it. It's always around this first Korban. There's just a locha that when the one Lazozel dies, you can't use it anymore. So here Taka, you would be Lemi Sozla. But it would have been a Korban Yochid, and Akhtami would be Lemi Sozla. But the Avudim Lechud, the Avudim is different. If it just got lost, it'll be different. My time, what's the reason? Avudim, I'll tell you, Daitei Alayin. When it's lost, you have Das on it. Dilma Mishtachin. Maybe you find it. So therefore, it's different. Mashenkein Duchuyin, with something that's Dichud, you can't use it anymore. Hatei Lehagri Mishchazi, it's not fit anymore. You can't use it.
Yeah.
The Ovdor, Bidin Reus, even though when he got lost, he said it has to have a race, it has to be a Bamum also. But Shaykin by Dchuyim is not that way. If something becomes Dichuy, then it goes Lamisa right away. You don't have to have a second thing of Ovdor with the Reisa. And that's the reason why. Because when it becomes Dochuy, you don't have Das to use it anymore. But Shaykin, if something is Tam lost, you have Das, maybe you find it. Therefore, Tam, the fact that it's lost, that would not make it Lamisa. There has to be two things. It has to be that it got lost, and when you find it also, it happens to be a Balmum.